At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Things aren't what they used to be.
What happened?
Well, you can say that about literally anything.
Yeah.
And you'd be right.
Yeah, things change.
Doesn't necessarily mean things were better back in the day.
Mm.
There is one type of person I think everyone is familiar with. They show up at your job. They don't need to be there. They're not making any money. But they want to let you know.
Yeah.
Well, how you're doing this now?
Yeah.
It's not how we used to do it.
No way.
You're hanging out at The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills take the field for their second preseason game Sunday night in primetime.
So exciting.
Against the Chicago Bears, right here live on CMF. By the way, they're in Chicago today.
What?
Doing a joint practice with the Bears.
Okay.
So you got that going for you. But what's great about this offseason, if you're watching and participating in the potential jinx, you don't need to wait for the Bills to play because you got Hard Knocks on HBO to watch. And you two have been watching Hard Knocks.
Yes.
Yep.
And along with the storylines of Josh Allen, James Cook, right, the fans that they featured in the last episode apparently, they do a really good job of tying together the history of the team and show the support the old-timers still give to the guys that are playing.
Yep.
And Tommy, you said Thurman Thomas was one of those guys.
So in the first episode, Thurman's on the sidelines. He's at Fisher, hanging out, watching the whole action. You know? And of course, you know, no old man could watch somebody do their old job without commentary. And he went right into it.
So
he didn't even like break a sweat.
So I looked everywhere for this audio. I could not find it.
It's got to be out.
I thought the same thing. HBO was just like locking down. I don't know.
What pricks.
So what was he saying? What kind of stuff?
He goes, you know, back in my day, we'd already been out here 2 weeks in pads.
Yeah.
And y'all ain't even pads yet.
He must have said 2 days, like 10 times.
Yeah. And then he even brought it up to one of the coaches. Yeah. He said it multiple times.
Okay.
Like whoever he was talking to, whoever they showed him talking to, mic'd up, he would bring up how training camp was when he was going through it.
But it was different.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it, but nobody cares, Thurman.
And people care what Thurman's big. People care.
Apparently not, because not a lot of people were hanging around Thurman.
Shut up. Everybody
they were not. They
Thurman.
Were not.
How dare you?
Like these kids that are on the field. You know, it's just some old man.
Oh, they appreciate it.
Bro, I'm sure they do, but they don't want to hear it.
Football Hall of Famer. Shut up. It's not you walking around, just some old man. That guy is the best running back in Bills history. He's a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
He helped build the franchise.
He sure did. And by the way, he'll remind you in case you forgot.
Oh, my God.
Dude, anytime you hear when I was coming up, walk away from that old man.
Okay. Or back in my day.
Yeah, back in my day or when I was coming up. Leave.
Okay, but you watch this, and you come in, and you start running your mouth.
Yep.
You're walking around, looking around, running your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, it's just like every other old guy that comes back to work.
Yes.
Because Tommy believes that no matter what job you do, if it's been around for a while, there will be a man, and it's always a man, you said, that will show back up, hang around, and start to tell you what is different than what it was when he was there.
And basically what they're saying is, you got it easy. We had it tough. But here's the thing. When that guy was down there, there was a guy walking in that had been there 20 years ago, said the same thing to him.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's just like passed on.
Okay. Because I did want to point out, you realize you do this to us, right? in commercial breaks all the time, how it used to be versus how it is now.
Yeah, no, but what he does is almost more annoying. He complains about how it used to be. And then we'll go on to tell us how it was better for him.
Yeah.
But he'll say, yeah, but it sucked, though. I'm like, oh, but they sent you places. You got to travel. You got a you got free stays at places and meals provided.
Literally.
But tell us how much that sucked, sir.
Give me literally yesterday in the commercial break. He's breaking down all the trips and free things he's gotten.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
I had to scalp my own tickets.
I'm sitting here buying my own Diet Cokes. Yeah, look at this. It's like a $400
Coke. Did you say Coke?
Coke, yeah.
Back in my day, man, they sent us to the Olympics.
No, they sent Weez to the Olympics. You got to tag along.
Yeah, same thing. All counts.
Like, yeah, I had this really cool coat they gave us. I don't know what happened to it. I don't keep track of these things.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you have a problem with the old guy coming back to work? Do you have a problem with him talking about how things used to be?
Nobody wants to see the old guy coming back from work. Nobody wants you.
Okay.
I know they'll be nice to you, and they'll act surprised, and oh, my God, you're back. Here comes the goat.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wants to see your ass.
Okay.
And it's even worse when they come in with the attitude of, you've probably heard about me.
Or you should
know me.
We know that guy.
Yeah.
All right, look.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. As far as the old person coming back after they're done working,
yeah,
it depends on how the people there feel about that person. Because, yes, Tommy, I agree with you. We can think of five folks who used to work here that are pathetic for sticking their big old heads back in the door because no one wants to talk to them. And the thing is, what's funny about it is no one talked to them while they were here.
Yes.
Right? But they're totally oblivious to it. But on the other hand, there are those people you used to work with that you love to see when they show back up.
You think you do.
Oh.
But as soon as they show up, you're not going to want to see them.
Really? Because a couple weeks ago, Terry Clifford popped back in from the country station.
I went down.
I saw her. I said hello.
Oh, you weren't excited to see her?
No, because she said, let me tell you something, man. Back in the day. I said, Terry, I'm from your same day. Leave me alone.
I love Terry.
Yeah.
I know, I'm Terry.
I do. And if she came in every day, I would be happy to see Terry.
No, you wouldn't. You would hate it after a while.
No, I wouldn't. I love Terry. I've always loved Terry. I would lay down in traffic for Terry. I love Terry.
And she brings
cake. What's holding you back?
He hasn't asked me. And you're right.
She brings this stuff.
Yeah, she has cake.
Well, okay. If you come bearing cake.
But I think she's the exception. Like, I don't know.
She's one of the good ones.
I don't know how common it is for, like, that person's so rare, you can only think of a few people that you feel that way about.
It's also possible that every other person we worked with that walked out of here sucked, and then other places have people they see, they're excited to see come back.
I mean, but it's kind of hardwired into guys for some reason.
To come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Terry came back for a reason. She had to do something. These other guys just kind of show up, like, because they're bored with their retirement.
Well, yeah.
And there's also, I feel like this is more with our former male coworkers than female coworkers. They feel like they have to find the new people to, like, establish a presence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, they're worried about being forgotten about or something.
Well, yeah. You want your legacy to live on.
So, you know, you're going to be this guy.
Oh, my God.
You are.
The day I get fired from here, I'm never coming back. I promise you.
Okay. Right now, you're that guy because you go door to door every morning. Sticking your head. You're already that guy, and you're still got a job here.
I'm just trying to be nice because nobody else in this room talks to anybody. And I don't know. Maybe the show that this was before I got here had a reputation.
We were for the nicest show in the building.
Put your big boy pants on.
Yeah, but don't you worry a little bit that, like, they're like, oh, come on. Not right now, Pat.
Yeah,
not right
now. I actually kind of would enjoy that if that was actually happening.
Well, so you could be that guy.
You're already there.
Okay. I find it funny how you kill me for being social with our coworkers.
You're very social.
And the second I walk in here, what's going on down the hall? What's going on?
Well, we lost our good gossip guy.
Yeah, we haven't had anything juicy.
Now we got duds. We had dud stories,
boring.
Man. They are, man.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. With the Bills playing Sunday night in Chicago, live on CMF, you know, waiting for that game. You can watch Hard Knocks. And they've done a lot, according to Tommy Kimmy, because, again, I am not watching this because I'm not jinxing, with the alumni. Tommy said he watched Thurman Thomas come back, stand on the sideline in St. John Fisher.
Man, back in my day, two-a-days and pads already.
The old guy that comes back to work. Now, here's the thing. You brought up a second ago,
right?
Like, guys are way more likely to do this.
It's a guy thing.
As they get older, right? And I think it might be, as annoying as this can be,
mm-hmm.
God's work to just entertain them.
To entertain them?
The old man. Because yeah. look.
Well, they're lonely. That's why they're back.
And that's just it. So we did a story yesterday where we talked about Rush Henrietta, the school district, is trying to fill part-time jobs with elderly people.
Yeah.
And a study by the AARP, 6 in 10 elderly people say they are lonely.
They struggle with it.
3 in 10 say they are completely isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to men specifically who get older, we know that men let friendships die way more than women do. We know that men have a harder time making new friends.
No, I'm not talking about that guy.
We know that over 50, men over 50, a lot of them report to having no close personal relationships.
Yeah.
You've also talked on the show before in the past, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, that men have all of their friendships and get all of their worth from their job.
They do.
Okay.
So once that carpet is ripped away, they're isolated.
Exactly. So why would you not, knowing that this person is struggling so much that he's coming to a place where he doesn't get paid to hang out, why would you not just entertain that guy for a little while?
So if you avoid that guy, you would, if when he comes back, he'd be a dick, right?
Uh-huh.
Like you would like take a separate exit out of the building to avoid that guy, right?
There are exceptions to every rule, and that guy deserved to be lonely. He isolated himself from
society. That's every guy.
No, you know. You know.
I love that guy.
Yeah, and that makes you a bad person.
I embrace people.
You embrace terrible people.
Shouldn't you take this away from those guys so they find something else? Like they find something that actually helps them?
But they won't, Kimmy.
But this doesn't help them. This doesn't fix the problem.
But they won't fix the problem. That's the problem.
Yeah, so why?
Why am I stuck with your lonely, boring ass?
Bro, by the way, you better be careful, man. You better be careful.
What?
No, you have no friends. There, I said it. You have.
Yeah, but he won't come back here.
No, I know he won't come back here. He'll just sit in his couch, or excuse me, on his wife's couch and go in his wife's backyard. Like, he's just going to be, like, puttering around for the rest of his life.
That's retirement.
I was on Weezer's show.
I might swing by your mom's house.
No, she doesn't want to talk to you.
Yes, she do. Of course, she can't talk when she's in ecstasy.
Like you want to
when you're laying down next to me.
You want to find out the fastest way that someone's not good at sex? It's that sentence. Can't talk when she's in ecstasy. I'm gonna give it to you so good.
When you're laying down next to me, baby.
Shut.
Thank you, Barry White.
Shut up.
Take off that brassiere, my dear.
Okay. See, this is how I know you're scared about this.
It's I'm
because
not
all of a sudden you're going.
Well,
on
I'm not looking for you. I am scared of retirement. Yes, it does not look like fun.
Why?
Because it just doesn't.
Oh, because you have nothing to do?
Because
you have no one to talk to? Because everybody hates you?
I went talking and cut me off.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but even
because you're also ugly.
But even he knows coming back here isn't going to make him any less lonely, any less sad.
It ain't
going to
fix it.
Oh, I disagree. Look, let's walk through this, right? Yeah. Let's say one day Tommy has enough money to retire. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, but he walks out of here. Yeah. Kimmy, you and I, we keep doing the show.
Yeah.
Sure.
And we bring in some third person to round out whatever, and you're sitting over here, and Tommy walks in. Mm-hmm. You don't think you'd be happy to see us?
I would, but it would remind me that I don't have a job anymore.
Okay.
You never really had a job in the first place.
Yeah, it's going to bother you.
See, right away, you're already taking shots.
My butt. Oh, my old butt.
Now you're talking about my old butt.
My old retired butt. Oh, no, it hurts.
It's also going to bother you meeting your replacement at any job.
Oh, you mean Kimmy? Ratings have never been better.
No, but I mean, you're going to... It's going to bug you whether that person's really good at your job, your old job, or bad at it. It's going to bug you either way.
You'll never admit the new guy is really good at your job.
Right, but you know if it is. If
it's
going to
eat away.
They're not.
It's not. I don't think going back to work like that is healthy mentally. Yeah.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Because, look, with all due respect, you are my friend and everything. You are an isolated man.
Yeah.
And you're also ugly. If you're not coming back here.
Didn't need to say that.
What are you doing?
I don't know yet.
That's what I mean. Like, you sit here and go, don't do this.
Something.
Don't be a loser. No, he won't. I know this man. All he does is lose hobbies. He doesn't gain them. You've known him 10 years.
Yeah.
How? Name one thing he has started to do in the decade you've known him.
Below deck.
It's going to be a lot of TV watching for you.
A lot of reality TV.
But that's just it. Like, your brother started carving birds, and you make fun of him. Your other brother still does, like, powerlifting, and you make fun of him.
I don't want to do that.
Okay, I know you don't want to do those stuff.
He goes for his walks.
I take my walk.
Why you got to walk?
Get my steps. I travel. Yeah.
Travel with what money, you poor-ass bitch?
Just poor-ass bitch places.
I've been promoted 33 years. I got lots of money to retire with to go travel. Today I'm going to Bath.
I hear it's nice though.
I mean, like, I would be very careful if I'm you, and I say this as your friend, to criticize something that you are going to realize a year, two, three after you're done that you want to do.
Well, I don't want to sit in a coffee shop with the same three guys talking about the same thing
every day.
You're
dressed like you do.
It's coming, man. It's coming for you.
Well, you're no help.
I'm trying to help
you. No, you're...
I'm defending
you.
You
suck. You got no plan.
No, but you sit here and criticize guy with no plan when you have the same plan they had.
I'm going to relax.
Relax? What is this now?
First of all, I won't have some doofus screaming at me every day that I suck.
Well, stop.
That'll be a relief for once.
Stop sucking and I won't be screaming it.
Too late. I'm King Suck.
Yeah, where are you going to wear all your outfits?
He's going to wear around the house like a bitch.
A Wegman.
Wake up and get dressed in the morning like you're going somewhere?
Nixon did it every day. Nixon every day when he was retired still put on a suit and tie.
Yeah, and he looked really happy.
Yeah, I thought he did. I thought Tricky Dick looked pretty good.
Look, man, I want you to know. If somehow, you know, if whatever happens with the show, if one day you're gone and we are still doing it, you are always welcome after the show's over.
Oh, I can't come in during a show?
No, that's for talent only. When the on-air lights
what
on.
What are you doing in there?
It's talent only, buddy. You're always welcome in here. And we'll always
thank you so much. Kiss my ass. I ain't coming back to be kicked around.
You got nowhere to go, man. Because even the other guys you work with are going to be all dead.
Yeah, true.
From either age or poor decisions.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days. Ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You want criminals off the streets.
Yep.
And the local authorities specifically want these criminals off the streets.
Okay.
So much so, if you have any information, there could be something in it for you.
All right.
Tommy, you don't like to get involved?
No, I don't.
Kimmy, neither do you?
Nope.
No.
I'm with Tommy there.
Okay. But everyone has a number. It's just weird. This number they have isn't really all that out in the open.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. The Rochester Police Department needs your help.
Okay, what do they need?
So in front of me, I have a list of the 8 most wanted criminals in our area.
Let's get these son of a bitches.
Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches.
Son of a bitches. Bitches. They have multiple bitches they are sons of.
Yes.
These crimes that they're wanted for, they run the gamut, Tommy. Burglary, probation violations, grand larceny, robbery, things like that. No murder. The argument from authorities is, you should give us information on people we're looking for because, one, it's the right thing to do.
Yes, it is.
And two, it helps keep you and the rest of the community safe.
Yeah.
But they also know how the world works.
Mm-hmm.
So there are rewards attached to all of these people that they're looking for. And the rewards, according to sources, range from $500 to $2,000. The weird thing, however.
What's that?
There is not a list of what your reward would be based on what information you had about each specific suspect.
Mm. So you're going to get something, you just don't know what.
Or you may get nothing.
Maybe if the information leads to...
to an arrest.
Yeah, what they're looking for. I'm sorry, let's time out the break real quick. If you're watching the live stream, you just saw a gray streak go across the camera. We got Dan Mason for the record coming up in a second ago. And he ducked to get into his chair, and in doing so...
made it
positioned
worse.
Himself directly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Back to the story.
Yeah.
So, Tommy, I would think you're going to get more of a response if there is a dollar amount attached to
it. I always thought it was like $50,000 if it leads to an arrest.
Okay, but
that's not really how it's written.
In this situation.
Kind of vague.
Well, I mean, it says here like $2,000 might be the maximum.
And it would have to lead to something.
Exactly.
Right. That's kind of...
bingo.
Vague, like you said.
All right, let me ask this question. Mm. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What would the reward have to be for you to dime on someone you know?
Okay.
And let's
I know this person.
Okay, let's put it this way.
All right.
You get along fine.
Yeah.
You don't love them. You don't hate them. Neighbor, coworker, family member, middle of the road.
I know the cat.
Yeah. Now, neither of you would blow that person in for free, right?
No.
Well, it depends on what they're wanted. Like, if they're wanted for something kind of scary, I might.
Let's go with robbery, because that shows up a lot here.
Yeah.
Okay? So, not a violent crime, but something that's not great.
Sure.
What is the minimum reward, middle of the road, you would have to collect to dime on that person?
It's just straight up robbery.
Robbery, yeah.
Gun?
Oh, yeah, armed robbery. No one got hurt. They flashed a gun. They pulled a gun out. They didn't point it.
Right.
Said, look at this gun.
Right.
You like that?
It's a very nice gun.
All right. Got a gander mount before they went out of business.
So what's my number?
What is your minimum number to offer information?
10 G.
10 grand?
Yeah.
Let him keep robbing. It's not even worth it.
I was going to say 20 for some reason.
20 grand?
Yeah, because I can just picture a poster that says that, so I feel like that's like, I don't know where.
Are you basing this on Old West movies?
Gotcha. I don't know why that number popped into my head first.
So just a heads up, with these Crime Stopper rewards, because this is the Crime Stoppers program, you can stay anonymous.
Yeah.
You would not have to worry about that person knowing it was you unless that specific information you gave was only information you would have.
Okay.
Even with that, it's still $10,000 for you?
Sounds about right. Yeah.
So like, here's the thing.
What?
The hesitation you guys have here is not unique to you.
Oh.
So Crime Stoppers, like we just talked about, they've been giving out reward money for tips that led to arrests since 1976. And there is a lot of data based on them existing from 1976 until now.
Yeah.
There are a couple of independent studies that suggest the reward for information model here isn't really all that effective.
Oh, because it's not working?
Yeah. Well, not that it's not working, but it's not doing as much as people assumed it would do.
All right.
Now, they say it can get more tips. But the bigger rewards, it can't get more tips the higher the reward goes. But the higher the reward is, the way higher percentage of false tips people
give. Right, right. Sure. You have to sort through a lot more.
Exactly. They either see something that isn't there, wanting money, or they're just making stuff up.
Sure.
Hoping it hits.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're going to collect them. The money. So the numbers show the higher the reward amount, the more the media gives it attention.
Oh, sure.
Which is a good thing. But strangely enough, you ready for this? Claim rates for the rewards for people eligible, are you with me?
Yeah.
Are low.
Oh.
Meaning they could take the money, but they don't.
Wait, they leave it?
They leave it on the
why?
Table.
So it is. So they do qualify for it.
Why would
just
you not
taking it?
That's insane.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, maybe these people feel like it's the right thing to do.
So take the money.
Well, they don't need the money. They don't need to be paid.
Who don't need money?
252 WCMF. 252-9263. Look, I am very surprised by this, too. I mean, the money's just sitting there.
I mean, you called it in. You said this thing.
Well, I do.
You're eligible for the money.
I could see people calling in money or no money, just wanting to be involved. Like, there are plenty of people out there that just want to be a part of it, you know?
I mean, it's funny. For you, Tommy, being your, like, neighborhood cop, it does blow my mind that you never want to call 911.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to get killed.
What, for what Pittsburgh crime?
I don't know.
That dog's haircut is obscene.
I also don't want
to. I can see his butthole.
I was looking at his butthole.
Well, I don't know what you do. Got a lot of stuff going on over there. You were saying, I'm sorry.
No, but I also don't want to, like, do stuff. Like, fill out paperwork and talk to cops about what I saw.
Oh, no. I think there are people, like, waiting for this opportunity. Like, again, money, reward, no reward. They're just, like, waiting to play detective.
I agree with
you. Like, but if there's, like, some big bank, I'm all in. Like, murder, 50 G's. I drop dime on a murderer, I'm in.
No, but that's the one, if you're worried about getting...
That's a good one.
No, but if you're worried about, like, you being hurt,
involved.
That's the one that could, like, hurt you.
But it's 50 G.
Okay. 50 G will do real good. Nice coffin you can have there, buddy.
Well, my wife can have it, then. What, she can't have it?
Oh, I sacrificed so much for you.
I do.
252-WCMF. We have in front of us the 8 most wanted criminals here in Rochester, New York. All of them, there's a reward for information that could lead to their arrest. And, again... the charges run the gamut from, like, probation violations, burglary, grand larceny, robbery. The reward ranges from $500 to $2,000. It doesn't say per criminal what the reward is.
Yeah.
And even with Crime Stoppers, which we told you has been around since 1976, studies have found, one, the reward system is not as effective as people assumed it would be. And two, even people that are eligible to claim the rewards with information, a lot of time do not take it. There is one more very interesting tidbit here.
What that?
White collar crimes.
Oh, that's a nothing crime.
Business, finance, whatever.
Yeah, money.
Folks who gave reward eligible tips for that were more likely to take the money than regular ass folk for blue collar crime, robbery, grand larceny.
Yeah, because it's money.
But you would think the people who would need the money more, which in theory, the more the street crimes, would those people would need the money more.
Yeah.
Would take it, but they are less likely to take it.
Hmm.
What the hell is that about?
So. It's basically people that are, like, into, like, finance.
White-collar dimers are more likely to take,
the money
than blue-collar.
Okay. Because they're greedy.
Yes.
And you don't really see it as a victim when it's money. Especially, like if you're taking it from a corporation or something like that.
Well, I mean, let's talk about, like, okay, not Chris Christie. God, who is the senator or congressman from here that got busted for insider trading? He's about to run in Florida again.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever his name was, I forget.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, so, but like that insider trading, you know, you say it's a victimless crime. It's not. If your 401k is attached to that stock that they were manipulating. No, it's a way bigger deal. Way bigger deal.
I understand, but like there ain't like a bloody body.
Yeah, there is when you can't afford medicine when you get sick because your 401k tank because the guy with inside information manipulated the stock market.
All right.
I'm dumb and I understand that.
Yeah, but you're not, but that's deep thinking.
It's not that deep. Again, I'm dumb and I explained it in 10 seconds. Dumb.
I'm taking the money.
Okay.
I'm taking the money on all of them. I mean, murder, whatever.
How much money would it take for you to dime on someone that you really cared about?
Like a family member?
All right, let me paint this picture. Right. You ready? Tommy?
Yeah.
You find out your oldest brother freaks out.
Yeah.
And he kills someone.
All right.
All right? Right after the crime, before
second
the
second time.
Right after the crime,
yeah.
Before anyone else even knows it happened, he reaches out to you. He admits everything.
Yeah.
He says he's going on the run, and if you need to get a hold of me, this is where I will be.
Okay. It's
the exact place. Right. No one knows you spoke to him. How much would the reward have to be for you to give the authorities the exact location of your brother?
Hmm. I'm going to say $100,000.
That's lower than I thought. That makes you a bad brother.
What? I thought you were going to say like half a mil.
Yeah,
a
I was
mil.
Waiting for
I don't think they ever go that high.
Well, they want this one really bad. He used a silencer, and there was an iguana killed in the crossfire.
True stories. Yeah, I would say 100G.
You would turn over a family member for 100
well,
grand?
Well, bro, he did a terrible thing.
Okay.
Hmm.
You've also said you'd protect your brother if he was accused of murder in the past on this show.
I would, but there's also money.
Wow.
I wonder how many people would dime on that person just because you're afraid eventually they're going to find out that you also knew.
Well, but I mean,
like
in this,
out of fear.
In this scenario, his brother's just spilling his guts. This is what I did. He tells him straight up.
He's
going to
screw out of town.
I trust you. I trust you.
And you should.
Kimmy?
No, I'm saying, but somebody may figure out that you know that information.
Yeah, well, I mean, the only person that would be hurt by that would be Tommy's brother, the one who committed the murder and timed on everything.
Oh, you wouldn't get in trouble for, like, withholding evidence or information?
I don't... Oh, you mean, like...
Like, okay. Let's say he texted you something and you never turned over that text to the cop.
I don't know. That's a good question. Let's say it's all a phone call. They can't track that stuff, man. All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Same question. Mm-hmm. Your brother, he murders someone in the heat of passion, calls you, spills his guts. I had to tell somebody, I'm going. I trust you. This is where I'm going to be. I love you. If you need me, this is how you get a hold of me. Yeah. How much money would it take?
Ooh. Probably a mil.
Mil?
Yeah.
They ain't offer no mil.
So for $750,000, you'd harbor a murderer.
Yeah, I'm not giving him up.
You want to think about that answer again, just for a second?
I'm going to reconsider my money.
I can't believe you only won $100,000.
Well, I didn't think they would go $1 million.
They're not going to go $1 million.
You're not going to shoot like somebody super important.
Yeah, they're not going to. He asked what price you would do it for.
Can you Google what the highest reward is in American history? Because I bet you it's probably like Old West. $17, which today is worth.
Well, it
like
had to be like the Lindbergh trial, or when they were looking for that guy or something.
But then,
like,
okay,
high profile,
I'm sorry, make it a public reward, because you're right. There are some
highest
rich
public.
Yeah,
reward?
There are rich families that will
offer.
Up
yeah,
a
I mean, like that was like a national one.
Yeah, yeah,
but that was in the 30s.
Because, like, recently, I can't. There's not anything off the top of my head right now where I could think, like, wow, that reward is ridiculous. Looking for something.
Yeah,
like
that's
what was
true.
That? Who the guy, Luigi Mangione, the guy who shot the...
Oh, yeah, the guy who shot the guy, yeah.
Before he was caught, was there a reward for him?
It had to be. But that guy disappeared quick.
But if it was big, we would have remembered, right? I don't remember what that number is.
He could have been a mil.
No, you're just making stuff up.
I said he could be a mil because he shot this big high-end executive guy.
Who you'd never heard of before.
No, I did not. But he was a high-end executive.
He was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Kimmy, do we have any information?
Okay. The U.S. Department of State's Global Criminal Justice Rewards Program. Do you want that?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
We'll go with that one.
Offers rewards of up to $5
million. God damn!
To individuals who provide information. But that's
Who's
global
that dude?
Criminal.
Osama bin Laden.
You'd have to shoot that guy and Greta
Lindbergh,
baby.
That would have
baby.
To be like the biggest... Yeah, there's a narcotics rewards program.
Okay.
That
Narco
could also
style.
Have to do with that,
Yeah, that
too.
One.
So let's say...
You're not touching that money before everything.
Escobar. Criminals who are involved with international drug trafficking.
Yeah, I ain't messing with that, man.
Let's see what else.
Well, that's where the big money is.
Yeah, that's also
so
where
it does
you
say,
big die.
The FBI did increase the reward for information leading to the arrest of individuals on its 10 most wanted fugitives list.
Okay.
That was up to 250,000.
So domestically, 10 most wanted, the highest you're collecting is $250,000.
That's what it seems like.
And I'm assuming most of those people are there for like horrific murders.
Yeah, probably.
At which point your conscience may, because, you know, you go back to that whole thing that most people that were eligible didn't take the Crime Stoppers reward. If somebody commits a horrific crime, I don't know if I could spend the money that I got from turning that person in.
Donate it to a worthy cause.
Okay, that's a good point.
I'm spending it, bro.
Yeah, but you're going to be able to drive like a boat, ride around in a boat that you got because someone murdered somebody? Because that's what that is. It's blood money. It's not?
Yeah, but it's...
The money wouldn't exist had there not been a terrible crime.
I didn't do
crime.
Nothing.
Yeah, but you helped catch...
I helped catch
helped
that guy.
Get caught, so you helped with justice?
And look at my boat.
So is that a justice yacht?
Look at my bloody boat.
You see justice it as a murder yacht. I see it as a justice yacht.
Okay, so we are getting information that I totally forgot about because this story did happen and we talked about it.
All right.
Caleb and Adam both write us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. There was a reward... For Luigi Mangione,
okay,
whatever his name
is. He shot the executive in Manhattan.
Was it Mangione, or am I just thinking that because Chuck Mangione just died?
Wait, Chuck Mangione did that? He was in on it?
Felt so bad.
Should have heard him coming up with that horn.
Will you stop, for God's sakes? The reward was $50,000.
That's it?
The McDonald's employee who turned Luigi Mangione in?
He hit?
Didn't get the money.
Why?
They didn't pay him out.
Why?
I forget. There
that
was
kid needed the money.
I forget. There was a specific reason, because remember, everyone was like, yeah, you turned the kid in, and you got nothing out of it. How does it feel?
That sucks. Man, the kid that could have really used it.
I wonder why. Like, I wonder what
I remember there was like, it was a ridiculous
reason. Because they
reason.
Thought they already had
so
it
So they
or
found
something?
Like one little loophole, or, so they didn't have to write the check.
Oh, man.
So there you go. $50,000 still on the table.
That sucks.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app
that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Oh, it's a big weekend at the ballpark,
buddy.
What's
going on? What's going on?
Well, first of all, you know, summer is rapidly coming to an end.
Yeah.
So you only have so many weekends left.
I know, you gotta squeeze it in, buddy.
Three weekends left to enjoy Red Wings baseball. But past that,
yeah.
I mean, you know, the Red Wings are fantastic at putting on all kinds of shows and events around the baseball game. But a tearjerker, an inspirational moment.
Yeah.
A kid no one thought would do anything.
Right.
And then he grew into a man that no one thought would do anything.
Oh.
And then he didn't do anything. But that man is being honored this weekend.
So who are they flying in?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Joining us to kick off the Red Wings weekend homestand, our good buddy, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings, Dan Mason. Hey, Mace, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
All right, so I do want to start. You brought in food for us this morning. What am I eating here, Mason?
You're eating scrambled eggs, home-fried potatoes.
Oh, that's a good potato.
And sausage.
Oh, he loves him some sausage. Look at that. There it goes.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
So normally, you bring us in something like previewing for the weekend.
Right.
This is not happening at the ballpark?
No, this is just for you guys.
All right, can I make a suggestion?
Breakfast at the ballpark?
Oh, my God. Mace, how are we not doing breakfast at the ballpark?
Brunch at the ballpark.
That's a good idea.
Ballpark brunch. Sunday. Give me a Sunday day game. Brunch at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Give away Red Wings branded sleeping caps like mimosas. Tommy wears. Like Ebenezer Scrooge. Oh, mimosas. Mace, how have you not done this?
That's a good question. You may have to do it before the year's over.
Why aren't you doing it?
You don't want to die.
Oh, man. Garbage plate style like breakfast bowls. Oh, bro. You putting meat sauce over the top of this thing?
Hell yeah.
Where's my commission?
I'll bring it up to Chef Keith.
Okay, thank you.
As soon as I get back.
Talk to Chef Keith. I would appreciate that. All right, so big weekend, Mace.
All right, so they got celebs coming in or something.
Well, we got to start with tonight.
What's tonight?
Because there is a big celeb coming in tonight.
Tonight.
Yep. What do we got going on?
We've got Jason Kubel. We'll get inducted into the Red Wings Hall of Fame.
Kubel. With a B.
Kubes.
Yep. So that'll be pregame ceremonies, and then he'll be signing autographs after the game starts.
Yeah.
We also have James Wood bobbleheads, the first 1,000 fans. He's kind of a big deal right now.
He's crushing it right
now.
Yeah. James Wood is up with the Nationals. He is like, with all due respect, the bright spot for the Washington Nationals right now. And he was an all-star, and he was in the home run derby.
All right.
They made him go first, and he didn't know how many he'd have to hit, and it went bad for him. But it was still cool to see him in the home run derby. But you were saying Mason.
And he was playing in he was a wing last year. Just last year.
It was great.
And then we got fireworks after the game tonight.
Wait, get out of here.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then tomorrow we've got a Dylan Cruz jersey giveaway, another former wing.
Pretty sweet.
Up with the Nats, doing great things. We've got Bruce the Bat Dog tomorrow night.
Big draw.
Okay.
Bruce the Bat Dog on a Saturday.
And we got fireworks. And then on Sunday.
Hold on. Wait, stop.
So I guess that's it for Saturday.
Well, no, because, I mean, you got Bruce the Bat Dog Saturday, Tommy.
Yeah.
Dylan Cruz jersey giveaway. Right. Okay. There's another big deal happening. Mace, what else is happening on Saturday?
I don't know.
It is your job to come onto the air to promote all of the things that are happening at the ballpark.
That will attract people to the game.
Well, look, whether or not it's going to bring
those legs ain't.
I promise I'll have
it looks like your legs died and didn't tell the rest of your body yet.
They don't see too much sun.
What else is going on Saturday?
Saturday. Wings are home.
Uh-huh.
All right.
We like our wings hot. 6:45.
Dan Mason.
Yeah.
General manager for 72 years.
Wow.
For the Rochester Red Wings. Will be inducted into the Red Wings Hall of Fame.
Wow.
What is with you, man?
What is with you? What do you want me to
say? Okay, all right.
It's a huge honor.
Nobody asked that.
It has to be a huge honor when you have to nail your own plaque up.
In the men's room on the first base side.
All right, so look, we busted Mace's balls a couple weeks ago when the announcement was made, right? And you got very uncomfortable. And I have watched you do a couple of interviews with local news this week. And every time you are asked about being inducted to the Hall of Fame, it looks like someone set you on fire. Like, if you're watching the live stream right now, both of his arms are on the chair.
Yeah. I know.
He's been,
like, waiting for this moment, knowing it. Like, I asked him, I'm like, how much were you dreading coming into this room today?
Why are you not embracing
this? Because he's a humble guy. What?
Yeah, so he plays at home. Like, walking around. Oh, I got eggs. I got potatoes. Check out my legs.
Here we go.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Here's what's weird to me.
What's up?
Well, I've worked with the most arrogant dick in the history of radio for, 15 years now?
Yeah, but Weezy's been gone.
If Tommy was getting into any Hall of Fame, we would have heard about it on air and off air from the moment it was announced until
he'd be doing everything but wearing a T-shirt that says I'm going into the Hall of Fame.
Like, we're not used to this sort of humility, Mitch.
This humbleness.
Yeah.
Not in this room.
I don't know.
I can't wait to hear your speech.
Yeah.
If this is any indication how it's going to go,
like I said, it's a great honor.
Oh, well,
It's really something I share with all the men and women that I've ever worked with at the ballpark.
So you have to thank all those people.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
So you're going to name every single person?
Every single
person. At the thing?
Yeah.
You know, you think my dad shows up thinking he's going to get mentioned?
Oh, of course he is.
Could have done it. We always knew where security was based on how loud the jackets were. Thank you, Lance Duffy. All right, so I do have to say, I know that a Saturday night at Innovative Field is already packed, but I'm going to be there because I want to be there for you, buddy. I'm very excited.
Well, thank you very much.
You're going, right?
Nope. I can't.
Why can't you?
I got all that paint drying.
He's got stuff to do.
All right, wait a minute.
No, I'm not going.
You've known Mace for how long?
Since I moved here.
Okay.
I've known Mace since you were an assistant to Joe Altobelli, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he was coming up on the old show.
Come on the show all the time. He got you tickets so you
could. We'd have strippers up there, breast milk flying all over the place, his ass.
He got you tickets so you could see Tim Tebow's ass in tight pants up front.
Yeah.
All the things made
sense.
Been out
to the ballpark many times.
And after all of that, on a Saturday night, you have nothing to do.
Wouldn't give it a second look. If they were doing this in my backyard, I'd call the cops. I would say, Lance, get your club out. Clear the yard.
And here comes a sandwich. It's a big club sandwich. Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings, hanging out with us. He goes into the Red Wings Hall of Fame on Saturday. It's a pregame ceremony.
Pregame ceremony.
Yeah, get out of the way early.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have to work after you're done being
a doctor? Of course he does, man.
You're kidding me.
He's got to push.
I got things to do.
Bro, he's got to push the podium out and hook up the microphone. Test, test, test.
Got to wrap, fold up the chairs.
He's like
get
those
the podium acts. off the field.
He's those acts we would work with when they'd be backstage. Ladies and gentlemen, you've seen them all over the world. Put your hands together. All right. So, by the way, do you have everyone you've ever met coming to this game on Saturday? Because I know, Tommy, that Saturday nights at Innovative Field are packed.
Oh, sure.
So last night, because, you know, me and my family, me and my wife and kids, we're going to go, we want to be there for you, buddy.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Shut up. I went to buy tickets.
Yeah.
And it 1:30, right? Like, I wanted to be right up close so I could see the stains on your lapel when you were giving your speech. And it had me all the way down. It seems like you're – how many people do you have coming to your Hall of Fame induction, Mace?
I honestly don't know because they.
Well, you got to have friends.
They haven't told me anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom will be there.
Okay.
And my sisters.
Okay.
And my kids and my wife.
Did you do like when baseball players get traded?
Yeah.
Like they have to like let all the legal stuff.
Yeah.
We got to move all that stuff. You hand it off to the wife. Are you so busy? Where it's like, honey, anyone calling to get tickets to see me go in? I need you to handle that for me because I'm far too busy. Being the general manager and keeping my dying legs away from the public in advance.
You know, it's so funny. I've known Mace for going on 32 years. Every summer I've seen him multiple times. I don't even know if you have brothers or sisters.
I do. I've got three sisters.
Did you know that?
Now that you mentioned that, I remember talking about sisters, but no, it's not something I would have been able to tell you.
So I wouldn't even know, Like, I know so little about you.
Personally, you're saying.
Like, I don't know anything about you.
How did you make this worse than it was a second ago?
Where are you going with
like,
this?
A second ago, you were like,
you were saying who's coming out.
Yeah.
And he said his family. And then I figured, like, he's got to have brothers and sisters, right?
Okay.
An extended family.
Are you saying that's on Mace? Or are you saying that's, because that's on you.
Yeah,
really.
For not asking the question.
Are they coming out?
Why?
Yeah, they'll be there.
All right.
Well, my one sister can't make it. She lives in Arizona. So
oh, she won't book a flight.
Yeah.
Like, you're only going to do this
no
once.
No flights from Phoenix to Rochester.
Wait. You're only going to do this once. And your sister's not coming out.
Yeah, she's got things to do, Tommy.
And I bet
she's
got
to clean the pool.
I bet you she's retired.
Oh, yeah. She's done. Like I said.
There's a lot
to do in Arizona.
Dan Mason, soon to be Hall of Fame general manager of the Rochester Rebels. Okay, so we got through Friday. We got through Saturday. What's going on Sunday?
Sunday?
What's left?
Bluey is coming to town.
Oh,
you talk about celebrities.
Look at Tommy trying to get tickets.
Yeah. Bluey will be there
all
game, so you can get your picture taken with Bluey. And kids can run the bases after the game.
Okay, so
you're, big weekend.
Are you familiar with Bluey?
It's a cartoon.
Yeah, big dog.
Yeah.
Super popular.
Super popular.
So, like, you know, when you bring in these, stars and people that people want to meet, you know, former baseball players and actors and all this stuff, you know, I'm assuming that they – was Bluey the hardest booking you had this summer at the ballpark?
Bluey drives a hard bargain. Yeah. Beat me up.
Tough agent?
Tough agent.
Yeah. Wait, no, because, like, Bluey does have an agent. There's an agency.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
All right, like, you've been in this business how long?
36 years.
Do you ever, in moments where you're negotiating with a man – who is collecting money for a cartoon dog, look yourself, like catch yourself in like a reflection of a picture and be like, what am I doing with my life? Going back and forth with Bluey's agent.
Yes.
You know, that's what makes for good stories.
Okay.
My favorite negotiation, though, Stanley from The Office.
Oh, yeah.
So, huge line for Stanley. Biggest line we've ever had for any celebrity we've ever had.
Yeah. I know where the smallest one's going to be.
And I said, hey, we still got a huge line. I know your time is up, but what do you think? I'll pay you another $2,000 if you just sit here for another hour. He goes, $2,500 would sound a lot better. So we had to pay Stanley.
Done.
Sold.
The good part is Bluey, he can't talk, so he can't counter.
No, he can't. He can't counter.
All right, Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Rings.
Friday, tonight, we got fireworks. We got James Wood bobblehead. And Jason Kubel gets into the Wings Hall of Fame in pregame ceremonies, and then he'll be signing autographs after the game. Tomorrow night, we got fireworks. We got a Dylan Cruz giveaway. Bruce the Bat Dog
Woo!
Will be fetching bats tomorrow night.
Woo! You forgot something.
Yeah, come on.
And some other guy will get in the Hall of Fame. Uh-huh. How's that?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. And then Bluey will be here on Sunday, and kids can run the bases.
All right, look, if you run into Dan Mason at all the rest of the season, make sure you go out of your way to congratulate him on being the newest member of the Rochester Red Wings Hall of Fame.
And if you're in Arizona and you run into his sister, let her know what's going on.
Mace, have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys.
You earned it, buddy. Congratulations.
Yeah, wow.
I'm on fire. I hate this. We'll see you Saturday, bud.
See ya.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.